you always tell me to pluck the mic, so I pluck the mic. And would you see how you are? Beer Belly Society, a show where two lifelong friends get together, drink beer, and bullshit. I'm Robert.
I'm Angel.
Welcome to the society.
Yay.
Yay. Why are you breathing heavy? We just started.
Yeah.
I know. It's too early for that.
What?
Why are you breathing heavy?
Why not? We're old.
We're old? I know.
We're old.
Shit.
I'm almost 39.
I've been out since 10 a.m. and I just want to go to bed.
Your birthday's next week. Is it next week?
I'm old. Yeah, next Saturday. It fell on a Saturday and I'm struggling with, do I really want to go out on a Saturday night for my birthday?
Well, you told us boys
uh-huh.
that you're going to be with family most of the day.
I know I am.
Okay.
But it's a question in my head. Like, I can't remember the last time my birthday fell on a Saturday.
Yeah.
And usually when my birthday falls on a Saturday, I want to like, I used to want to like party.
Uh-huh.
And now I'm like, fuck, that sounds like so much work.
Mm-hmm.
What happened?
We woke up one day and realized that we couldn't hang anymore.
I mean, I feel like I could hang, though.
Yeah.
Like, I had a fucking little shot of you know how they sell those mm-hmm. fireball ones?
Yeah.
The little bottle?
The little four, okay.
I swear that's like two shots in there.
Uh-huh.
But I chugged one today.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like a cholo just, know? We even took a video. It was shooting into my mouth. Mm-hmm. Everybody's watching. We had mm-hmm. a crowd. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was my family.
Yeah.
You know, but uh-huh. it happened. And I got a video.
Okay.
I got a video.
Right.
You know, I thought I was gangster, bro. I did it.
Yeah, it's different when you're doing it in front of grandma. So.
My mom.
Mommy, home.
Yeah, so I went to a family party today.
Speaking of that, talking to some coworkers and we were talking about like reminiscing like the whole shit, and I'm thinking like, well, they're reminiscing the shit that happened to them 2 years ago. Right? I'm reminiscing the shit that happened to me 20 years ago.
Exactly.
So I was like, fuck, nah. They're probably looking at me like, dang, there goes an old guy reminiscing about his younger days.
Man, I was just telling my niece today.
Uh-huh.
She's like, I don't even know how old she is. I'm a bad uncle. She's like 13, 14, probably 14.
Uh-huh.
So she's looking at me and she's talking shit. She's a shit talker.
Yeah.
She's got that shit on point. Let's put it that way. Uh-huh. She cracks me up and she's saying some dumb shit about presents and stuff and adults. Like, uh-huh. Oh, y'all don't do nothing. Y'all don't get nothing, basically.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, I don't know what the fuck you talking about. You're like 6 months away from fucking socks and underwear.
That's true.
You getting up there in age, homegirl. Yeah,
Christmas is going to come around. You can't get nothing but clothes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You know how that goes. You used to get the best toys, mm-hmm. the best everything. And mm-hmm. then the older you get, now, bro, I'm excited when I get socks.
So, you know what? On my birthday last year, I put underwear. And I had to put the brand and everything because I'm picky when it comes to underwear.
You see?
Yeah, so I got to put the brand and everything. I got what I wanted.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
I didn't get the color I wanted, but you know, whatever.
Yeah, tell me you got red.
No.
Ah, man. Yeah, why not? Full red sexy, bro.
Is it?
Yeah, you pull that out on Valentine's Day.
Mm.
It's coming up.
Yeah, well, the manager's favorite color is blue, so.
Oh, never mind. I had it wrong. All right, where the fuck did we go?
All right, so we went to Clem's Tap House.
Clem's Tap House. I'm really mad, dude. They're like fucking 5 minutes away from my house.
Yeah.
I didn't even know they were there.
I knew of their existence. I just never been there because I've seen people that I follow.
Yeah.
Hit that place up. But I always see it, but I kind of like just, oh, all right, they're drinking, whatever.
I drive by it all the time.
Yeah.
Literally all the time.
Uh-huh.
Because I got like four projects around there. And I live in that area.
It's not hidden, but it's not.
No, it's not hidden. Yeah. It's in a nice area.
Yeah.
I just never, they're in a parking lot, like on the back side of the parking lot, just to describe it to you guys. And I've seen it. I swear to God, like I passed by, I just thought it was a restaurant.
Yeah, well, it's not a restaurant.
I thought.
It looks like a restaurant.
When I passed by?
Yeah, because you see tables and chairs and heaters and
stuff. But it's a pretty legit tap house.
No.
And they got a lot of stuff.
You mentioned it's got a Cheers vibe to it.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody kept walking in there. The bartenders knew every single one of their names.
Yeah.
I was a little mad they didn't know mine.
Well, what? Don't you know who Rob from Beer Belly Society is?
I'm just saying.
Well, see, if you think about it, it's in the middle of a residential. Well, it's not residential, but there's like a bunch of residential behind there.
So it's a Main Street vibe.
Yeah.
It's a little commercially, but it's definitely inside of like a 2-block radius of just commercial and then houses all the way around it.
Yeah.
So just the best way to describe it.
Yeah. And if you live in San Diego, you know where Kensington's at.
Yeah.
That's where it's at. And funny thing. I just saw this on IG.
What?
You remember Kensington Brewing Company?
I know.
You heard about it?
Yes.
Okay.
Say it now. Well, they haven't heard?
Well, they probably have. But basically, I guess it shut down.
I know, dude.
And they're converting Kensington Brewing Company into a Mission Brewery tap house.
It was. They shut down. I heard about that maybe like 4 months after we went there.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So it's been a minute.
Well, you know, it's funny because we did a show on them and they've been around for like years. And it sucks. But you know what, though? They're not the only one, though. I heard another brewing company shutting down up in Putnam North County.
The pandemic was rough, man.
Yeah. Well, okay. It's not a brewing company shutting down. They're one of the breweries that we went to, Kings and Convicts. They're shutting down one of their places.
Really?
Yeah.
They're so big.
Yeah. I don't think it's that one we went to, but like a tap room.
Okay.
So.
Well, I mean, so sometimes in business, you just got to adjust, you know?
Yeah.
It's not always a bad thing.
No, but I mean.
It's a business decision sometimes.
Good luck to the owner and to the people who work there.
No, I'm saying sometimes they got to just redirect some stuff.
Yeah.
And then they get. So they can throw the fun somewhere else.
Yeah, well, you know what? It's bad that they're fucking shutting down. But it's a good thing that they can run into another tap house. Like Mission Brewery.
Yeah.
I think that was our first or second episode, third episode.
Hey, we're like whoring around out here.
Yeah, we're big whores.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've been around.
Yeah.
In Spanish, like an abuelita saying is, Te traen de como calzón de puta.
Oh.
Pa arriba y pa abajo.
I know what calzón is and puta.
Yeah, so the puta's underwear goes up and down.
Up and down?
That's how we are. We go all over the place. It's up and down the city.
We're beer sluts. We're beer sluts, basically.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, I don't mind.
Yeah, you know.
I like it.
Every week we put stuff in our mouth. We put something new in our mouth.
What are we going to put in our mouth today? What do we got?
So, we got, right now.
I got to drink something.
We're pre-gaming right now, and we're drinking Stone Scorpion Bowl IPA, 7.3.
So, which was very, very happily donated by somebody. So, we appreciate you.
Yeah, so thank you, Mike and Sam Long.
Send us beer. We like you.
Thank you for hooking it up. It's delicious.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so... They're friends of one of my family members, you know?
Uh-huh.
So, I guess they heard about the show through them. And they were like, hey, what's up? Here we go.
I will always happily accept your beer.
So, Sam works with Stone.
Thank you.
Got hooked up. So, cool. Thank you, Mike and Sam.
Thank you.
Yeah. We're enjoying it right now. Drinking it right now. Thinking about you guys. You hear that? That was me drinking it.
I already drank mine.
Yeah?
Mine's gone.
Is it gone?
I'm ready to move on to my next one. We got another sponsored beer today.
Have you tried this one, though? The Scorpion Bowl IPA?
I hadn't tried it till today.
What did you think, though?
I like it.
It's pretty good.
For sure. It's my favorite
stinger.
It's my favorite type of beer.
What?
Free beer.
You know what? I was even thinking about that. It's a good beer. Right? Not that you put it like that. Thank you.
Bro, yeah. Today's episode has been sponsored by your family member. And thank you to Voodoo Child. We got sponsored one beer today to drink on the show as well.
All right. Well, you did visit Voodoo Child and you got us a double IPA from Voodoo.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's cool. So
shout out to Voodoo Child. Thank you for donating our drinking beer for the day.
All right. Thank you. You finished your beer. Want to pour that? Want to pour some of the Voodoo Child?
I'm ready.
All right. So
finish talking about this place.
Paradox.
Paradox.
Double IPA 9.3. So you go ahead and pour yourself some since you ran out of the stone beer.
All right. I'm okay if you bring another one.
All right, so Clem's Tap House. No, well, yeah, for mine. I'm almost done with this stone. Clem's Tap House. So Adams Avenue, Kensington. It's got like a Tears vibe to it. It's plenty of seating. When you go inside, it's kind of small, but apparently there's more seating in the back, right? You went towards the side, whatever.
Yeah, there's so that when you walk in, you walk right into the right into the bar.
Yeah.
And then if you go to the right, there's a seating area.
Yeah. So, but that's not the fun fact. See, like people are listening to this. I'm like, well, I don't give a fuck if there's more seating. That people care about who's been there.
Who's been there? Yeah. The Beer Belly Society's been there.
Well, no one gives a fuck about us, but
they do. So they love us.
When I was sitting at the fucking bar, I noticed this is a fucking picture of Will Ferrell.
As soon as you walk in, if the first two seats, Will Ferrell's in your face.
Yeah, so he's holding like some flights, and it looks like they took the picture outside the bar.
Uh huh.
So apparently, Will Ferrell's been there a couple times. I think she said a couple times, right?
She says I think she used the word frequent.
So frequent, okay.
Yes.
So we're kind of upset because I guess he was there a month prior to our visit.
You know?
Yeah.
We had to do was stake out the place for 30 days.
Hey, you know what? I would have gone out to him like, here's a shirt. Here's a shirt. We have shirts, by the way.
Frank the Tank.
Yeah. Let's go streaking.
Oh, this fool, you would. Yeah. You would be the one, actually, for sure. Yeah. Listen to what episode for that story?
Oh, man, a couple episodes back. But, like, yeah, I mean, I'm not as fit as I used to be, but I'm down to go streaking.
See?
Well, never mind, I'm married now.
You better ask your wife before you commit to stuff like that.
Yeah, I don't think she'll approve.
You see?
Hey, so, you ever think about, like, so we always talked about supernatural shit.
Uh-huh.
Like ghosts and double conspiracy shit for a little bit. You ever think about, like, if there is a god or gods that have it out for people? Do you ever think that maybe God has it out for a couple people?
Out for people?
Yeah.
What do you mean out for people?
Like he's pissed off or like if, you know, because we grew up in a Christian household.
Right? Yeah.
I grew up going to church every week.
We were going to talk about church today.
No. And you grew up, you know, your dad was a pastor, right?
I just talked to my dad about church this week.
Did you?
Yes. That's funny. Like 2 days ago.
Yeah. Well,
I have my 2 cents that we talked about actually put in. That's funny that you brought this up today. Huh. See, we don't talk about what we're going to talk about. We got like outline stuff and then shit comes out. Random fact. Go ahead, finish your story.
Okay, so like, I came across a story where a fucking guy got struck by lightning 7 times in his fucking life. 7 times throughout his whole life, he's got struck by lightning and survived.
Shit.
Yeah.
Bro, like you're Salado way. Like at that point, you just fucking just stay indoors.
Well, like,
just grab a fork and go fucking put it in the socket, bro. But
think about it like this. Like, I mean, how the fuck? I mean, getting struck by lightning 7 times, I looked at the number, and it was so long. I didn't know that it wasn't trillion, it wasn't a billion, it was something else. I don't know the term for it. It was so fucking big.
I think it's impossible. I don't think it can happen.
Some people be like, it's an act of God. Right? I'm Dude, like, is it an act of God? What the fuck?
The odds of one person getting struck by lightning is ridiculously, like, low. Like, we went to Phoenix, and yeah. we were in the pool hanging out, chilling, yeah. while there was a lightning storm. And I know it was dangerous, but, was, but yeah. we didn't think we were going to get struck by lightning.
I was scared the entire time.
Oh, what a pussy. But what's on the shirt? Tickles is a bitch.
No. I didn't walk out. Did I run?
You didn't.
Yeah.
But, you know what? Well, you were scared or what?
I was a little nervous. Oh. But you know what? I put on my
sweatshirt. You don't even deserve that shirt.
Hey. Did I back out? No, I didn't, all right? So, Tickles ain't a bitch. Hey, this is what I said at work. Angel's a bitch, but not Tickles.
Not Tickles. Oh, shit. We were brave. We were out there.
Oh, yeah.
And that guy got struck by 7.
He got struck 7 times.
Shit.
And so, he survived all of them. He's actually in the Guinness World Book of Records. And fucking... The sad part is, because of that reputation, people were scared to hang out with him.
Well, no shit. Yeah. Like, I'll meet you there.
Yeah. His stories, it's the same. Like people wouldn't walk with him or talk to him, especially outside.
I wouldn't hang out with him outside.
Yeah, they were so afraid of his reputation. I guess there's a story where, like, he was a park ranger, I guess.
Uh-huh.
And fucking his chief.
Well, hold on. Wait a minute now. So he was a park ranger? Yeah. Well, that fool's outside 24/7. Okay,
but there's been thousands, tens of thousands of park rangers, right?
But wait. So he's a park ranger.
Yeah.
He's out, like, you know, I always see, like, images of, like, lightning splitting trees, bro. Uh-huh. So he's out in the woods where lightning splits trees.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Okay, so how is it that him and not his fellow park rangers... got struck 7 times.
Because he was a harder worker than the other ones.
You think so?
He was out there more.
You think so?
He was out there saving people in the rain.
Okay.
And lightning.
All right. Another thing is, a couple of the times that he got struck, his hair was caught on fire.
You see, fool? That fool was a fuck. Now, all of a sudden, he hit the next level of superhero.
And you would think, so I googled it, and this motherfucker has scars on him, bro, from the lightning strike.
That's what I'm saying, fool. This fool's a superhero by now. So 7 times?
Yeah, 1942, 1969, 1970, 1973, 1976, and 1977.
We just need to call this guy lightning.
Jeez, man. But he's got a sad ending, though.
What happened?
He killed himself.
So wait a minute.
Yeah.
So this fool done got struck by lightning 7 fucking times. It didn't kill him.
No.
And he offed himself?
He offed himself. Yeah, he was, how old was he? Let me see here. He, 1983 at 71 years old.
Well, 71, but why make it a 71 and off yourself?
Oh, man, I don't know. I didn't go that depth into his death.
Well, now you gotta fucking Google this shit, bro. You can't just leave me halfway.
Well, he just said that he shot himself.
You took all these notes and you didn't fucking write down why? You didn't think I would want to know why?
You know what? The mystery continues in your head.
You're such a dick. Now I'm going to go home. I'm not going to be able to go to sleep until I know why the fuck he killed himself.
Well, I don't know if you left a note or not, but it was a self-inflicted gunshot. And his name was Roy Sullivan. So if you guys want to Google it. But it makes me think, 7 times, you don't die. Yeah. There's a similar story where a guy got struck by lightning 3 times and he became paralyzed. Like, he became paralyzed after the second one, I believe, from, like, the waist down. The third one, he became paralyzed from the neck down.
So why didn't the 7 guy get paralyzed?
Oh, man. See, that's just so weird, man. So the other guy, his name was Walter Summerford. He got struck by lightning 3 times, 6 years apart, all of them. The first 3?
Exactly 6?
6 years
apart. What about down to the month?
I don't know about the month. I think the months are different.
Bro, you got to do more homework. Yeah, if you're going to bring these stories, you got to fucking get all these facts, dude.
You know what? To our listeners and to you, hey, do some self-research, all right?
Nah, dude. No,
because something like this, I can talk about this shit for like an hour.
But you're leaving me halfway.
Why?
That's like you having sex and then not caring if she comes.
Well, why should I marry her?
Fuck, fool. Treat me like your mistress.
Oh, shit. Mistress. Wow. You know what? You look closest thing to a mistress I have. Oh, man. But if you look it up online, they say like it's like 6 years apart, the first three, right?
Okay.
There's a fourth one. All right. So he died about 3 years after the last strike. He got paralyzed.
Okay.
Paralyzed.
I mean, this is sad, bro. Yeah.
The first
story was okay. It wasn't sad until the end.
Yeah.
But now, this one just went depressing, though, sad.
Nobody want to hang out with the fucker. I don't blame him either, but at the same time,
I wouldn't want to go to the park. I'm just saying on a rainy day.
Hey, come inside the pad. Have a beer inside the pad, you know? But like the fourth one, I mean, like it was a little bit more fucked up because he got paralyzed a couple of times. And the last one, he got completely paralyzed.
Yeah.
The kicker is like 4 years after he died, his gravestone was struck by lightning.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah. They got a picture of the gravestone.
So you saw a picture.
Yeah.
Okay, so you gotta post a picture apparently now.
Yeah, I can post it. It's fine, yeah.
Then you gotta send me the picture.
Yeah.
There's no picture of the gravestone getting struck by lightning.
Well, the gravestone is on the floor and it's all fucked up and you see where the impact was. You know.
Nah.
That's what they say, bro. So Walter Summerford, struck by lightning three times, six years apart, the first three, 4 years after his death, his gravestone got struck by lightning.
See, this story's fishy. I'm going to have to look
which this one? Up. Both of them?
The first one, I believe it.
Yeah.
Rory the Sullivan? Second one, getting struck by lightning, the headstone,
uh-huh.
That one sounds a little fibbish to me.
Yeah.
You Googled it?
I Googled it, bro.
Did you fact check the Google?
Did I fact check that?
Yes.
No.
You see? You can't trust everything on Google.
No, you're right. You're right.
But
because we talked about this.
But if it actually happened, that right there is like, damn.
Yeah.
Even in death.
I'll send you a couple of links and pictures, all right?
Yeah.
And then next week.
I'm not calling you up in Nico like I'm like, he's, like, I just noticed that. I'm like, I'm sorry. Yeah. God rest his soul.
Yeah. Well, the guy's a real guy. He served in the military.
And, oh, you see? I'm such a dick.
Yeah. Walter Summerford. That was like an older story. Walter Summerford.
Summerford.
Yeah.
Sorry, man. I'm sorry. I apologize about that. Yeah. I mean to call you up in Nico. Maybe a little.
So I'm reading this, and I watched this shit on YouTube, and I'm reading this shit. And I'm like, motherfucker! Like, what kind of luck is that?
I know.
Like it's the you can believe what you want. You can believe it in the one God or the multiple gods or whatever, atheist. But I'm like, shit like this make you think. I'm like, what the fuck did you do in your life that made God or gods whatever fucking strike you like that?
Yeah. Damn, because that's right. Like, people be saying that line, let God strike me dead here.
Yeah. But what the fuck did you do to fucking earn that? I mean, like me, I'm like, I'm not a bad guy, but I'm not a good guy. You don't
know if that was a bad person.
That's true, but at the same time, like, we know we come across some fucked up people in our lives, like, now that we know of, but murderers, rapists, and all that bullshit that you see on TV all the time.
Uh-huh.
I mean, like, you don't see their asses getting struck by lightning at all.
Well, they might.
Well, I've never heard of it. I've never seen it. You know? I've never seen Ted Bundy get struck by lightning. I never heard about that. Edgar Gacy.
That's because they don't go outside, bro. They're locked up. They don't get yard time.
No. Yeah, it's just so fucking weird that they a select few fucking get that shit happen to them.
It happens, man. You don't know what they did. Maybe they did something.
I've heard and read stories, seen stories that people have done a lot fucking worse.
You see?
I mean, what do these fuckers do? I mean, we've talked about it the other day, like people selling their fucking souls and shit like that.
Yeah.
So, you know.
So I take my car to a transmission shop in Mexico.
Uh-huh.
And I'm with my dad in a car on the way back, right? I followed him there, and then we drove in his car on the way back.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, we're just talking, and randomly, I don't even know why. So backstory: my dad is a pastor, by the way, people.
Yeah.
But randomly, I was just he said some comment about how he doesn't know, or basically saying, how do I say it? Just that he doesn't know where he went wrong with all of us. And he's like the kids, bro. Whoa. Like, legitimately, like, drink your beer. How do you like? You haven't even started the second one.
That's a pair of docs from Voodoo Child is here.
I tried it there. It's bitching.
Oh, shit.
For a 9%, bro.
Oh, shit. It's got a kick, but it's not overwhelming.
But it's, yeah. It's legit.
Yeah.
That's why I was like, dude, I got to take this one.
It tastes strong.
Uh-huh.
But it goes down smooth.
So he gave me a taster.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, we're recording a show tonight, and Angel's going to love this.
It goes down really smooth.
Yes.
Some strong beers, like 9% and up, it's got like a little kick to it.
Uh-huh. And this one just is good, right?
Yeah, it doesn't have that kick, that aftertaste kick.
That's why I've been drinking it, people. I was waiting for Angel to finish his other one so he could try this one. So, you like it, huh?
Yeah, it's good.
I told you.
Yeah, it's good.
So he says that, right? And I was like, Dad, you know, because you don't ever want to hear your dad say that, no matter what, about anything, you know?
He just called you all assholes.
Yeah, basically because he feels like, he's like, I just don't know. I brought you guys up with the scripture, yada, yada, and everybody does this and that. And he's like giving it to me, bro.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, Dad, I love you so much, you know? And I was like, Dad, I really hope that you're joking right now.
Yeah.
I just looked at him. I'm like, Dad, you're the reason that I know, I know like the church. I know God, and I know you're the reason why I don't go out there and murder people, you know?
Me knowing your dad, he wasn't joking.
You know, he wasn't. You know, like, he gave us a good upbringing, bro. Like, we're moral people.
Yeah, he did.
You know, none of us fucking are in jail. All that good shit.
Yeah, and your brother's in a good situation, you know, your sister, and you're in a good
spot.
We're all
okay.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, Dad, I really hope that you're joking right now.
Yeah, what'd you say?
Because you're like, you definitely gave us a good upbringing. I think we're all okay. I know that I'll go to church, but I believe there's a Jesus, you know? Praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. And that was it, basically. He tells me, oh, and then randomly I tell him, Dad, we were talking about supernatural stuff last week.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Dad, sometimes I feel like there's always somebody watching me.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, thank the Lord. That's like the Lord watching over you.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, all right, I'll take that. And then it was just funny. It's randomly you brought up church stuff.
Yeah. Because
I was just talking to my dad, and I'm like, I hope he's okay.
Because
I felt bad that he thought we were, like, all bad.
You know, if you talk to my mom about church stuff, she'll claim that the world's ending every day.
It's every day, bro. It's
every day, yeah.
You know, and we I think we both, like, you and I at least, and we'll get off of church stuff, but you and I believe there's a heaven, there's a hell, and that's it.
I wouldn't go that far.
Yeah, somebody watching over us.
With me, I feel like, I wouldn't call it heaven. I don't know, man. Like I said last week, you can't have the bad without the good.
Okay, yeah. So, in all fairness, for everybody, 100%, that's a good way of putting it. There's good, there's bad, and whatever you believe, I think there's a yin and a yang, you know, like, basically. And just be a good person.
Yeah, I mean, because you look at every major established religion,
uh-huh.
There's a good and there's a bad, whether it be Jehovah's Witnesses, Mormons, Christians,
exactly.
Hinduism, there's always a good and a bad. Now, and then heaven could be, it depends on what you worship and what you're into. And hell is the same thing.
You know?
Like you ever read Dante's Inferno?
Uh-huh.
The levels of hell?
I haven't.
No, it's the wording is off because it was written like during the time period.
Back in the day.
So, but like, there's like basically like different levels of hell for depending on the sins that you were sentenced for, like lust, sloth.
What? What, by that book, what religion is behind that?
It's probably Catholic.
Yeah. Dude, it's all trippy.
Yeah.
And then
The Divine Comedy. That's what it's called.
Divine Comedy?
The Divine Comedy.
Dude, and then it depends on what religion and what they believe, period, as far as, like, where you're going to go.
Well, like, that's the thing is, too. Like, there's so fucking many Bibles out there, bro. You got the Catholics have their Bibles. The Christians have their Bible. The Mormons have their Bible.
And then we got Beer Belly Society Bible. Beer Belly Society.
I mean, like, if we were to go to God right now, whoever you worship, the gods, God, whatever, and then like me, I picture myself standing there, and they're like, I'm being judged, right? Uh-huh. And I'm like, I'll stand there. I'm like, I'm so fucked.
like I try to be good. I'm
so
fucked.
I'd be like, so we got this Beer Belly Society. I'm like, oh fuck. All right, Tickles is gonna have to come out now.
Tickles the last stab. Before I get the boot down. At the pearly gates or whatever?
Yeah, that's not the pearly, it's like the golden gate. Whatever. A Catholic, you meet like a saint and something with a book of life or whatever.
Dude, you see, for someone who don't go to church, you know a lot of shit.
I know some shit because I've read the Bible before.
Hey, bro. But the devil knows the Bible as well.
He does. He does. And if you go into depth about that, like if people out there, religious people out there, read the book of Job, all right? Apparently, I told you this.
What?
War in heaven, devil gets the boot, whatever, right?
Uh-huh.
But in the book of Job, they're having a meeting together. They're talking. They make a deal. They make a bet.
You see?
See? It's shit like that that you bring up to somebody who knows the Bible, and they don't give you a clear answer.
So I 100% believe, and that's actually why I don't go to church. Actually,
because there's so many gray areas. Because
that happens.
Yeah,
they'll read a verse, skip a few, and then read another verse.
Yeah, and it's all about with their preference. I'm all like, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
And you know what? I watched this YouTube video, and I forgot what video it was from, and I went way off topic. But real quick, I'll make this quick. So there's a verse, I think it's Revelation chapter 2, verse 13.
This fool knows verses.
Yeah.
Well, oh, easy, Catholic boy.
Yeah, you know, I felt that burn right now when I say
so, I want to fact check you. You know this, right?
I think it's chapter 2, verse 13.
I'm going to have to go to my parents' house to get a Bible. But I'm going to have to fact check
you. I can't even hold one.
All right, go ahead.
So apparently, okay, this is YouTube video I watched, and I want to fact check it too. So I looked into it. Uh-huh. So fucking,
you want a Bible?
I don't, but there's a Bible in here somewhere.
There's a Bible here in this house. All right.
But fucking, it said like the guy, basically the title of the video was like where the throne of Satan is,
uh-huh.
Right? And apparently it's in the, I forgot the name of the fucking city, but it's where that fucking machine is. CERN, the company, that science company, I think CERN.
Uh-huh.
It's where they fucking collide the particles and create the black holes and something they call the God particle.
Okay.
And they say in that area where this Antipas, that person named Antipas was killed. Like was,
who's the Antipas?
Apparently it's a figure in the Bible. He was a follower of the religion Christianity, whatever, that was killed in that same city. And it's in the Bible, it's like in the place where they sacrificed Antipas is where the throne of Satan is.
Bro.
And that's the city that he was killed at.
Hey, I think you're the devil.
Me?
Yeah.
I'm not that sexy. And smart.
Because you know a lot of the Bible apparently. Yeah, the devil is saying, which one is it?
I've read the Bible, bro. the same thing with the flood story. Every fucking major religion, ancient civilization has got a flood story.
See, I would have never taken you for such a, like, religious buff.
I'm not religious buff.
Named fucking actual, like, what are they called again? Like
verses?
Verses in the Bible, bro. Yeah. My dad's a pastor. I forgot what they were called.
I grew up in a Christian household. So, and it's funny.
So did I.
Me and my little sister were like the little double childs, too. Uh-huh. They were always getting called out from little bullshit like that. But fucking, yeah.
What were you just saying though right now about with the last, before I started saying dumb shit?
Yeah.
You said something. It was kind of important.
Oh, kind of like the Noah story?
Yeah, the flood story.
Yeah.
So, you're right. Every fucking... So, I was watching a documentary talking about that.
Yeah.
Like, how about, like, all these different, not even religions, all these different regions, and everybody has a flood story.
Yeah.
What do you think?
It's everywhere. It's the Chinese, the Native Americans, the fucking the Aztecs, the Mayans, the Egyptians, the Sumerians. So you think it was
all the same flood?
I think so. It's got to be. It's got to be.
And do you think there was a Noah's Ark?
They have that. They have a similar story.
Everybody?
Yeah. I know the Sumerians.
Do you believe a Noah's Ark? And what was a Noah's Ark? Was it like a fucking? So was it like a cinnamon or not a cinnamon? What are those fucking things called? Like when you just call something an ark and it's not really an ark.
Yeah, well, I think so. That's what I'm saying. Thinking it wasn't what they described. Like a giant. I don't think maybe it was a giant boat, like they said.
Uh huh.
But
what do you think it was?
I don't know. There's truth behind it because there's so many civilizations that's mentioned the Great Flood and it's mentioned survivors and all that.
Uh-huh.
So there's truth in it.
And I don't even care about all of that. I just want to know what you thought the Ark was.
Okay. Because you're connecting to this story.
Uh-huh.
There's a theory where fucking there's been multiple civilizations, advanced civilizations.
I seen documentaries on stuff like that.
I think the number six. I think this is where we're living right now is number six,
dude.
Right. So I believe in that because our history, human history, is so short compared to the big picture.
You're sounding really really convinced about this right now.
I believe before the Great Flood, there was that was the fifth. Civilization right there, and I think the flood erased all that.
You think?
And I think from there we started over
a new civilization.
Yeah, when this is where we're at right now.
Because happening,
the flood had to be at a global scale. If the fucking Native Americans had a story about it, the Aztecs, the Egyptians, every fucking major civilization almost that I know of has had a fucking flood story.
So,
and the same thing with creation, Adam and Eve, but they were called different shits back then. The story's a little different, but so there's truth behind it. And then I feel like Christianity, it being one of the newest religion, people being, oh, that's not true. I'm like, it is. It's 2,000 fucking years old, Christianity. Fucking. So it is practically a new religion. It's not as new as Mormonism, but it's still pretty new. But fucking,
how's Mormon? What do you call it? Mormonism?
I don't know.
A word?
I don't think it's a word. It is now. Uh-huh. In our Beer Belly Society dictionary.
We're making a Beer Belly Society dictionary.
So fucking,
that's a good idea, bro. Beer Belly Society
tickles,
words.
Mormonism.
Uh huh.
But going back to
it. But fucking's gonna be in it too.
You gotta think about the Bible. Like a lot of the fucking shit in the Bible is fucking, there's ancient fucking stories in different civilizations, older civilizations, like the Sumerians, oldest civilization recorded in history right now, 6,000 years old, has had a flood story, has got a creation story, has had fucking similar stories that's in the fucking Bible, in the Old Testament at least.
Just to agree with you, I have seen my own documentaries on stuff like that, or whatever you want to call them, fictional. But I believe it.
Yeah,
that it's feasible. Uh-huh. It's something that could happen. I do think overall, like if there's a mass, like death, like that, the people that did survive are just gonna recreate.
Yeah.
So I could see that happening.
Yeah.
I don't know if it really happened, but I could see it happening.
We don't have to be in the second, maybe we're in the third one, fourth one, whatever. I believe that everything has an end. And so the humans, our civilization, eventually, maybe not in our lifetime, maybe not in your kid's lifetime, but I think eventually it will have an end.
Easy. Next thing we're going to jump into is the Matrix. And we haven't even rated this place. Can we rate the place yet?
Hey. In conclusion, Roy Sullivan and Walter Summerford,
uh-huh,
they fucked up something in their lives to be struck that many times by lightning.
I know.
In conclusion.
Yes.
Yeah. So if you believe in God, if you believe in the devil, what happened, whatever. You know what? If I can speak to, let's say, God.
Uh-oh. I'll be like, watch out, fool. I don't want to be in the same room with you and get struck by lightning right now.
No, I will ask him. One of the questions I will ask him is, why did that motherfucker get struck by lightning 7 fucking times?
You don't know, fool. Maybe he...
I wouldn't use the word motherfucker, but...
Maybe he cracked his knuckles wrong. Okay?
What did that motherfucker do to deserve it?
You know what?
You ever seen the episode of Family Guy when Peter's speaking to God and having a conversation with God?
Yeah.
You ever seen that?
Probably not. What did he do?
No, he was like stuck in the elevator with God. So he was having a full blown conversation with God. And I could picture myself like, damn, that's the kind of conversation I would probably have with God.
We're going to talk about that on the next on the next podcast. Maybe not the next one, but we're going to bring this up. I want to talk to you about this.
You know what? You know what? The next one, not the next one, but the next time we talk about this, let's write down 4 questions we'll ask God.
Damn, you don't want to know what I'd ask God
for. No, I want to know.
You don't want to know.
You want to ask him, why'd you make me have a small pee-pee?
Whatever. I'm average.
You're average. Like, apparently, you were so excited that episode.
Yeah, you don't even know. I like I said, I've been working way too hard in my life, okay? I didn't have to work so hard, okay?
I've never met a man so happy to be mediocre in life.
Hey, that's fine, man. I'll take mediocre. I don't need to be fucking... I don't mean 9, 12 inches. 12 inches. What was the biggest one? 14 or some shit?
What do you mean, the biggest one?
Yeah.
Oh, the record? I think it was like 13 or 14
inches. Oh, fuck that, bro. Yeah. That's a third leg.
Yeah.
Whatever. We're getting off topic. Clem's
Tap House.
Clem's Tap House. So, we got... what did we get? We got Voodoo Child. Paradox, because Clem's Tap House didn't have any beer to go that I saw.
Yep.
So Rob went to Voodoo Child and got us his Paradox 9.2 of double IPA, delicious beer. If you like strong beer, this is fucking good. I mean, like, people who drink strong beers like double IPAs, a lot of them have that kick, that aftertaste kick to it. Like, oh shit,
it lets you know it's a double.
Yeah. This one doesn't.
Hey, they got a good right now, because I had a few tastes while I was there.
Yeah.
They got a good black IPA, man.
I tried it. No, because I went to their 1-year party, whatever.
Yeah.
I had their black IPA that has, like, they brought back, I guess, as one of their original beers or whatever.
Uh-huh.
It was good.
Dude, I had it today.
It was good. And you're not a black IPA fan.
That one black IPA had
3 punks you didn't like.
It was random. Yeah. But this one, I like this one.
This one, yes.
They hit the spot.
This is good.
I had a few tasters. Because I was there for business.
Yeah.
You know, we were talking about other stuff.
Yeah.
But got to try a few beers and brought one home to share.
Oh.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Like, Clam Tap House on Adams Avenue. If you like Cheers, if you like...
I mean, watch out, man. We might have to pay royalties for that one.
Hey, no. You brought up Cheers while we're over there.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah.
It's definitely that vibe.
Because it's not how they look. It's that the fact that where we're sitting, people walking in to pay for their tab and shit like that.
We were really close to the register, and we got to see how they interact with their locals.
That's the Cheers vibe we got from, because everyone that came in, I feel like every other person was known by, they got called by their first name.
You know what I thought when I was there? I was already picking out a spot for me to show up to do like work, like laptop, have a beer.
You're gonna be one of those not stompy fucks from Starbucks.
I swear to God, I was already picking a spot. I was like,
a fan one?
I was split between two.
I want to take the manager over there one of these days.
It was a good spot.
It's a nice, cozy spot.
I was really upset on myself for not knowing it was there.
Yeah.
Because it was just the right type of everything. Personally, it was the right size.
Uh-huh.
It was clean. Yeah. It was the right atmosphere. It was a weekday, wasn't it?
I think we went on Thursday.
Yeah, it was a weekday. It was a good experience in general. So, what do we got? Location. What's your rating?
I'm gonna give it the parking situation is a little iffy for me.
But yeah. it's the area.
Yeah.
But it wasn't bad.
It wasn't
but
bad.
What do you rate it?
They have whiskey.
Yeah, they got spirits.
I love whiskey.
Uh-huh.
They had like a couple dozen taps.
Yeah.
A lot of the shit was local.
And they had good stuff.
Yeah. I'm going to have to give it a 4.
I'm exactly the same. I'm a 4.
Yeah, I mean, like
4 out of 5.
Yeah, 4 out of 5. And fucking the service?
The service was good.
A 5.
Yeah, definitely a 5.
Yeah.
She just paid attention to us enough. At the end of the day, we were hanging out. We were having conversation, drinking beer. Mm-hmm. She noticed that we were low. She asked us if we needed a refill. It was good service.
Yeah. And then we mentioned Will Ferrell.
We had like a 5-minute chat about Will Ferrell.
Yeah.
You know,
and then Rob was like, well, we're Beer Belly Society.
I know, right? I'm like, hello? Where do we get our picture? I tried.
I know.
I tried. Follow us on Instagram.
So fucking, so that's a 5 out of 5. And the beer we had over there, I got the brown ale from Avery.
Oh, I don't even remember what I got, but it was good.
Yeah, so like they don't make their own beer. So I got a brown ale from Avery Brewing Company, and it was good. I mean, I like brown ale.
I went for strong, I remember.
Yeah, you did.
I went for strong.
You got something from Ailsmith.
Ailsmith? I think it
was Street Racer.
It was super strong and super delicious.
Yeah.
They give you a short cup.
Yeah.
It was sad.
Yeah, and then you started saying, like, I'm Ralph from Beer Belly Society.
Give me a big cup.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, whatever.
It's cool.
What else we got? I feel like we're missing a rating. We did location.
We did the service. And we usually do the beer, but they don't have...
today's beer
It's a tap house. So, but we got Parallel Docks from Voodoo Child. So what do you think? And Stone. Okay. So, I mean, like the Stone beer, the Scorpion Bowl IPA, I'm going to give this... Boom, boom, boom. 4.
4 it is for my free beer. No, it was good. I liked it.
Wait, you're with the Stone?
Yeah. It's full.
You know what, though? I do like Stone beer, because that's what got me into craft beer.
Yeah.
The Arrogant Bastard.
You know, and they got good beer. We don't talk about them too much, because they're like everywhere.
Yeah, they're huge.
You know.
And good for them. The one beer that I really like is 2 beers that stand out for Stone.
Oh,
Renewnovation? Is that what it's called? Renewnovation?
Uh-huh.
It's an IPA. I think it's a double.
Bro, I'm so bad with names.
Yeah. And the
tangerine. I just drink these bitches.
And the tangerine one.
The tangerine one?
I like that.
I don't know the name, but I know exactly what we're talking about. It's a good one.
That's one of my favorite Stone beers.
For sure.
Yeah. So, but this one's just, I'd say this is, out of all the Stone beers, it's probably good.
It was.
Number 3 on the list. So I'll give it a 4. So the Paradox.
Dude, it was Voodoo a good Child. Beer. I give that one definitely a 4.
I'm not a big IPA fan.
Uh-huh.
Especially, well, I am a hazy guy now.
Uh-huh.
This is
converted you.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah. I still prefer brown ales and stouts over that, but I've grown accustomed to hazy.
Uh-huh.
A Paradox. Ooh.
Hello. The puppies hurt somebody.
Yeah. Double IPA. I'm going to give this... Nah, it's kind of hard to go from a fucking from Stone to this. The Stone, you give it a 4. The Stone was a 7.2. So this Paradox, what was it, 9.5?
Yes. For as strong as it is, it's actually really smooth.
There's a difference between the Stone beer and this one.
Which one do you think is smoother?
I think the Stone is smoother, but I feel like. This double IPA, it just goes down so smooth for a strong beer.
For such a strong beer, it's
cause good. Because I've had 9.5 beers that I can't finish sometimes. Uh-huh. Like it's rare, but there's some 9.5 beers that I can't finish because I'm like, it just has that stupid ass kick in the end. This one doesn't. You know what? I will get this again.
That's why I had to bring it.
I will get this again, so I'm going to give it a 4.2.
Yep.
Yeah.
Good beer.
Yeah.
We save our 4s for like super special occasions. So our 4 are practically 5.
You know what? Cause this is, you know what? Jake and the other guys from Voodoo Child, this one, I give it a 4 because I do prefer stouts over brown. But does the fact that it's smooth and doesn't have that kick in the end, it makes you happy faster?
Yeah. And that, I think he said this was an award-winning one.
Is it? Was it?
I think so.
I can see why, because I'm a little happy right now.
Oh, look at you. Happy, happy.
Hey, you know what? Thank you, Mike and Sam.
Uh-huh, and Jake.
Know, yeah, and then Jake from Voodoo Child.
Yes.
Hey, good night.
We're having a good night. Saturday night.
Good night. This episode comes out tomorrow.
Yep.
So, and next week, we're going to have a special Valentine's Day episode.
I know, we're going to go on a date.
Yeah.
I get a third wheel date.
Yay.
I love those.
We might have steak.
We might.
Yeah.
We probably are.
Yeah.
So, we're going to go. Are we going to rate the place we're going to go to?
Well, we're going to go.
We might as well.
We're going to go to.
It's a restaurant. It's not a brewery.
No, we're going to go there just to eat.
I know, but we're going to rate them.
You want to rate the...
Absolutely. You want
Texas Roadhouse?
Yeah, why not? People, do you want us to rate Texas Roadhouse? We're going to go there on a third wheel date.
We're going to become, what's that, Yelpers?
Yes. Can I sit in the middle?
That's fine. I don't care.
Oh, yeah. Can you grab my leg?
Buy us appetizers.
I've been single for a little bit.
Yeah.
You know?
But apparently, I have friends. But apparently, you get coochie.
A little bit. She's my regular one right now is a little upset at me.
Why?
Long story. We'll save it for the next episode.
Oh.
Valentine's Day episode.
Oh.
We'll update myself on my love life drama.
Dun, dun, dun. Stay tuned. All right. Thank you, Mike and Sam Long. Thank you, Jake. Thank you, Voodoo Child. Good beer. Stone. Voodoo Child. Thank you.
And... are we done?
Do you have something
else to say? Can we be done?
Do you have something to say?
I don't. Do we have more beer? I'm out of beer.
Do we have more in the can?
Nope.
We got more stone in the fridge.
If I'm out of beer, the show's done.
Well, we're going to go migrate to the fridge.
Can we take the microphones?
No.
Then I guess we're done.
Oh, whatever. Fuck you then. I thought you were going to spend more time with me.
Are you going to cuddle with me? The manager might get mad.
She's in the bedroom.
She won't know. Yay! Whatever, if we shut the fuck up. Thank you for listening to The Society. I want to do this TikTok.
You can do it.
I'm going to feel like a... but I think I can pull it off.
Alright.
I may not do what he's doing, but... I can do something. Manager, we're doing this TikTok. I love smoking marijuana, but I'm not singing it.